Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my very special soulmate and forever student of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, Todah, my dear, and we pray that you as well are ongoing students of His Word. Let's praise the Lord.
We praise you, O Lord, and highly esteem your holy name, being very grateful for our many blessings. We lift up our president to you, who remains under siege from his progressive leftists. Nevertheless, let thy will be done. We totally put our trust in you and covet your divine presence in our lives and pray that all our loved ones will share in the joy of entering your coming kingdom. We pray miracles for all those suffering affliction that are called by your name. And may tonight's study meet your expectations. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you got some recent news about Israel?
Well, I do. Last night, three rockets were fired into northern Israel from Lebanon. Apparently, it was in response to Israel's airstrikes into Syria, hitting Iranian/Hezbollah targets. And so then Israel retaliated with their artillery back into Lebanon.
No casualties reported, praise the Lord.
And in Israel, and actually over here too, the COVID/Delta cases keep slowly inching upwards, even amongst those vaccinated, although they say their symptoms are less severe. Anyway, major decisions are soon coming as to Israel's tourism, school openings, and the fall feast activities. But the worst of all this is they will soon be vaccinating the children as young as 5 years old. My heart breaks when we talk about the innocent children.
Fauci just says, the benefits outweigh the risk.
Which is a bold lie, and they are hiding the true numbers all over the world. Alternative News is reporting that actually approximately 45,000 have already died after taking the shots.
And the EU has openly reported 15,000 deaths as of June 19th.
Wow. And while we're on the subject, do you think it an oddity that three presidents of three countries are dead within months of each other after they refused to accept the vaccines in their countries? So what are they saying? Oh, it's just a coincidence? Well, that flies in the face of logic.
Who were they?
Well, the governments who refused the World Health Organization's death jabs are Burundi, Tanzania, and most recently, Haiti, whose president was actually openly assassinated, and the United States is suspected to have played a part in it.
Seriously?
Well, apparently the suspected assassins had ties with our Drug Enforcement Agency, you know, the DEA.
So, possibly trained by the United States.
Yes, but they are trying to actually frame it on a Christian pastor. Let me add that evidence is leaking out that this Haitian president, Moïse, was about to blow the whistle on what he referred to as poisonous injections. Plus, Haiti had a very low number of cases without the vaccines.
He was killed on July 7th.
Yes, and lo and behold, by the 14th, people were coming down with COVID. In my mind, probably sprayed with the bioweapon from possibly drones or who knows. But we, too, are seeing in the more hesitant states some spikes in COVID.
Now, Mr. Biden can say, we told you so.
Yeah. Interesting that six of those fleeing Dems from Texas, well, they have tested positive for COVID, who have also already had the shots, and there are other reports of that happening from really all over. I guess they will all need boosters.
Well, we knew this wouldn't end.
Yes, we did. They have an agenda. There really are some very evil, demonic people out there.
Ephesians 6, for sure.
And how nice that our Biden regime will be sending millions of vaccines to the Haiti nation very soon.
Our tax dollars.
Yes. You know, never in history has there been such pressure, manipulation, coercion, threats, bribes, and even political assassinations to force people to take the shots. It's just so blatantly obvious of a depopulation agenda. So if the bioweapon COVID doesn't get you, the inoculations can help. Some right away, and some, they tell me, will die later of an organ failure.
Yeah, and you know, most people will never connect the dots that it came from the shots.
And we mentioned last week, and now have more confirmation, that the very toxic and magnetic graphene oxide nanoparticles has been found in these shots by two honorable biostatisticians in Spain and other researchers too. And that's been reported by a Dr. Jane Ruby from D.C.
Well, which of course is being denied and is not listed on their ingredients.
I'm sure it isn't. But the researchers did conduct various analysis with photographs that I have seen from Dr. Ruby's videos. This graphene oxide, it's been known to cause alterations of the immune system.
Along with blood coagulation.
And loss of taste. And here's the real rub. Graphene within the body, well, it can be manipulated from the outside, especially by using 5G antennas. Could this be connected to the fact that you can now get a 5G phone for free?
Yep, just for turning in your old phone.
Should I tell them my story?
Definitely.
Well, 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, one day, my 4G cell phone that I just bought last year would no longer hold a decent charge. Like in about 6 hours, it would die. So I called the company and complained, and they said, oh, no worries. Just turn it in, and we'll give you a brand new one for free.
And we don't have a warranty.
Didn't matter. And she joyfully said it would be a 5G. So, now I keep my 4G just plugged in all the time unless I have to go out. So bottom line, this is an all-connected agenda planned out for years from the pit of hell.
And now they will coerce the public. They still need another shot.
Oh, yeah. I'll say it straight out. The COVID vaccinations were never designed to protect us, but rather to enslave mankind.
And to prepare for the Antichrist return.
System?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been here yet, thank goodness.
That too.
Yeah. And it surely is. You know, I do remember when I first viewed the Georgia Guidestones years ago with the much lower world population of 500 million for the whole world, which is crazy. I wondered, how will they manage that?
Well, this is one way.
And then you have the Deagle website prediction for the United States of only 100 million people by the year 2025.
Well, you know, we have over 300 million now.
Then again, as we often say, Revelation 6:15 prophesies that too. What is also very troubling is that many employers are telling their employees that they'll be fired if they don't get the shot.
Or they won't even be hired.
Nor can they attend certain public events. Even TV commercials are filled with celebrities cajoling people to get the shot. Some governors are having raffles and money incentives.
Insurance companies are robocalling.
And now in some areas, even door-to-door canvassing for the extra purpose of data collecting.
The haves and the have-nots list.
Which will be the precursor for all sorts of draconian action against the have-nots.
Well, so much for medical privacy.
And all over a disease which now has a 99% survival rate.
You know, many diseases are worse than COVID.
Mm-hmm. But maybe not for long. They'll probably send some stronger variants, and which are already conveniently emerging. It's American Marxism.
Which is a great book, by the way, that I'm reading now.
Yes. Where people are but serfs to till the land and pay the taxes, and whose votes can be easily purchased with stimulus money, food stamps, free cell phones for tracking, free school lunches, and subsidized housing.
It begins as socialism with communism waiting in the wings.
And will continue to. Just ignore the fact that more are dying from the inoculations, but will squelch the real numbers. Remember, in the beginning of all this, they embellished the COVID deaths while denying very good therapeutics of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Thank goodness we at least upped our vitamin D3, our zinc, and vitamin C.
We must be leaving soon.
Yeah, and then they'll probably just say UFOs took us to another planet, which is also why they have been more openly transparent about aliens in outer space. And now, if you are a billionaire, you can travel to space too.
Yeah, Daniel 12 does say knowledge will increase in the last days.
And so does deception.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we do welcome your comments and end time questions, either by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are very much needed and greatly appreciated. And we will include you in our monthly updates. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your added learning.
Okay, well, we had an end-time question come in last week that we haven't talked about actually in a while.
Yes, she asked, please explain the difference between the fullness of time and the times of the Gentiles.
Okay, I think we should begin with the scripture first, as in Romans 11:25.
For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved.
You know, I really love how often Paul tells us not to be ignorant, particularly concerning the end times, as in 1 Thessalonians 4.
Meaning, don't depend on just your opinion.
Right, since we all have them. But the facts must be the foundation for your opinion. Paul then says that Israel as a whole nation is partially blinded since they did not accept the cross, but that's only until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So, looking at this through other scriptures, since scripture does interpret scripture, we know it's during the tribulation that Israel as a whole will accept their Messiah as confirmed in Ezekiel 38:23 and Ezekiel 39:22.
As well as Revelation 12:17.
Yes. And there are others, which is why the proper title for the tribulation is Jacob's Trouble.
And Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
Mm-hmm. And in the New Testament, the word fullness has a kingship air about it. It's a good thing, as in, for instance, Galatians 4:4.
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
In other words, the date was set for the king to come. And here's one about the rapture in Ephesians 1:10.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
In other words, those already in heaven waiting for the resurrection to receive their new bodies, as we on earth will also do when we meet them in the air, according to 1 Thessalonians 4. Honey, could you please read verses 14 through 17?
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus.
So those spirits already in heaven.
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God.
Maybe that's why Rosh Hashanah is also called the Feast of Trumpets.
Mm-hmm. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
Now that is in the fullness of time.
So how does that differ from the times of the Gentiles?
Well, after we leave, the remaining Gentiles, because they are not true Christians, along with the Jews, will continue till Jesus returns at the end of the tribulation, which brings to mind the scripture in Revelation 11:1-3.
Then I, John, was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles.
By the way, there was always a place, an outer court, designated for the Gentiles on the left side of the temple. In fact, that is where Jesus drove out the money changers because they were overcharging the people for their sacrifices. And you can read that in Matthew 21. Please continue.
And they, the Gentiles, will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months.
3.5 years.
And I will give power to my two witnesses,
Moses and Elijah,
and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth.
Also 3.5 years, or the first half of the tribulation. Then the beast will kill them, and they'll lie in the streets for 3.5 days. But then, voila, they will arise and ascend into the heavens.
What a shock people will have when they see that.
You think?
Okay. And what? Summarize?
Okay. Fullness of the Gentiles is when the church is complete and we all rise to meet him in the air. That date has already been set. Then the times of the Gentiles continues till Jesus returns at the end of the tribulation.
With us, I might add.
And Revelation 19:7 now calls us his wife.
Until then, we must occupy till we hear the shout.
Yes, and occupy with the joy of your salvation. Keep that glowing smile on your face regardless of your situation or present heartache. Many in the secular world are questioning what is going on. Oh, some offer weak explanations that, to the spiritually astute, are sometimes laughable, but sad at the same time. even some pulpits who continue to be motivational still remain silent on these end-time events unfolding before our very eyes. And political commentators suggest that if we just elect their candidate in 2022 and Trump returns in 2024, all will be rosy again. Their faith is in their political party instead of God and his calendar. So much is meticulously outlined as to how it will be once the end time clock is set in motion, and it's in motion. How does Paul tell it to Timothy about the last days? Perilous times, lovers of themselves and money, evil men growing worse and worse, lovers of controlling power and pleasures having a form of godliness but denying its power. What does that mean, denying its power? Well, it's the power of the gospel as stated in Romans 1 verse 6. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." Oh, they'll act godly like Biden and Pelosi and others, but never acknowledging the true born-again gospel. They deny the power that the true gospel brings of redemption, sanctification, and real freedom that can never come from a gospel of socialism that leads to communism. Today, it's certainly easy to get worn out enduring the many ups and downs of this man-made virus, businesses destroyed, drug use up with many deaths, seeing an increase in floods, fires, droughts, and more hurricanes are coming. But the Bible says these things must happen. Why? Because it's a warning. God always warns before he judges, and the world is facing a far worse judgment. This is just a warm-up, the precursor, like Braxton Hicks contractions before the real labor begins. And why does God call it labor? Because the spiritual birth of a nation, Israel, is about to break forth. God is also specifically sending a message to his Laodicean church, a shake-up to wake up and ultimately look up. And he also wants to give us rewards, especially the crown of righteousness, to those who are anxiously awaiting him, Hebrews 9:28. And 2 Timothy 4:8 is a good one, which is what I'm going to close with tonight. Paul says, "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." And that is why he has always wanted us all to think he could come at any moment, so to anxiously be awaiting his return, therefore to receive that particular reward called the crown of righteousness. And you and I are of the last generation, fortunate to be privy to all the signs for a sure pointing to his return. And never before this generation has all the technology been in place, even artificial intelligence in robots that can easily be possessed by demons. And of course, the mark of the beast is no longer a questionable uncertainty as to how that might be. So how about you? Are you born again as John 3:3 says we must be? If not, get right with him right now. Say a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner and repent and invite him into your spirit and accept his redemption and let him have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her will prosper. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.